The Highway Patrol is investigating a serious crash that occurred Thursday night on Route 62 at Beach Street in Nimishillen Township. Troopers say just before 6 p.m., 36-year-old Joshua Kimbrell of Arkansas was driving a pickup truck and failed to yield at a stop sign, pulling into the path of a car driven by 25-year-old David Foster of Alliance. The vehicle struck the truck's driver's side. Kimbrell suffered minor injuries. Foster, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was seriously hurt and flown to Akron General Medical Center. The roadway was closed for about 2 hours. Governor Mike DeWine says Ohio is moving ahead with a $25 million plan to help families affected by the federal government shutdown and the suspension of SNAP food benefits. The state is sending $7 million to regional food banks, including $887,000 for the Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank and another $18 million in emergency payments to more than 63,000 low-income Ohioans through the Ohio Works First program. DeWine also announced $10.3 million in federal funding to keep WIC benefits available for mothers and children into December. A man accused in a deadly Canton shooting made his first court appearance Thursday. 19-year-old Devian Newman of Maslin is charged with murder, felonious assault, and tampering with evidence. He was arraigned Thursday in Canton Municipal Court. Newman waived his right to a preliminary hearing, and his case was bound over to the Stark County Grand Jury. He allegedly shot 21-year-old Daryl Bryant of Jackson Township Monday at an apartment complex on Tuscarawas Street West. Bryant died a short time later at Altman Hospital. Police say Newman left the scene with a gun but turned himself in the next day. His bond is set at $1 million. Police have not released details about a possible motive. An 18-year-old is headed to prison for a series of shootings in Canton. Aiden Truelove pleaded guilty October 29th to charges including felonious assault, improperly discharging a firearm, marijuana trafficking, and criminal damaging. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Haupt sentenced him to 5 to 6 years behind bars. Between March 5th and 22nd, Truelove shot at two people, fired into two occupied homes, and damaged two vehicles, putting others at risk. Truelove was 17 at the time of the crimes. Diebold Nixdorf's board of directors has approved a new $200 million stock buyback after a strong third quarter. The North Canton-based ATM manufacturer reported revenue of $945.2 million, up 2% from last year. Its adjusted earnings per share more than doubled from the year-ago period. CEO Octavio Marquez says the company's retail and banking divisions are both showing strong momentum. The report marks Diebold Nixdorf's fourth straight quarter of positive free cash flow, and executives say they expect to finish the year at the high end of their 2025 target. The Perry Local School District is celebrating one of its own after Perry Township Police Officer Andrea Blank was named the 2025 Resource Officer of the Year by the Ohio School Resource Officers Association. The award was presented during the association's annual conference, recognizing Blank for her dedication to school safety, student well-being, and community connection. Superintendent Nathan Stutz praised Blank as a trusted mentor, problem solver, and champion for students. She was chosen from among about 700 SROs statewide. A judge has stepped aside from the case of a Sebring police officer accused of domestic violence. Mahoning County Judge Joe Schiavone recused himself from the case of 25-year-old Dylan Vesey, who was charged with a misdemeanor count of domestic violence. The case has been transferred from Sebring to Mahoning County Court in Boardman for a pretrial hearing. Deputies were called to a home at West Indiana Avenue and North 16th Street on Halloween for the reported incident. Vesey has been a full-time patrolman since last month after serving part-time with the department for about a year. An appeals court has dismissed efforts by five residents to challenge the East Palestine train derailment class action settlement. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Wednesday the objectors were one day late and $850,000 short in filing their appeal. The court said the group missed a deadline to pay an appeal bond and filed their extension request too late, leaving judges without jurisdiction to hear the case. The ruling clears the way for distribution of a $600 million settlement, which covers damages from the 2023 train derailment that affected about 55,000 claimants. Payments of up to $70,000 per household are expected once the final audit of claims is complete. Two more men have been arrested in connection with the 2021 shooting death of 20-year-old Bryson Douglas in East Liverpool. The U.S. Marshals Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force took 29-year-old Curtis Holland and 25-year-old Travis Kidder of East Liverpool into custody Thursday after a Columbiana County grand jury indicted them on murder and aggravated murder charges. Douglas was found shot to death on a front porch on Pennsylvania Avenue in July of 2021. The other suspects, Elvin and Alan Tisdale, have already been convicted in the case. Authorities say Douglas was not the intended target of the shooting. Youngstown police say a bloody axe was found after a violent attack on the city's south side. Officers were called to a home on Ellenwood Avenue Monday night, where a man said 35-year-old Chardia Lightfoot hit him with an axe and a vase during a fight. The victim suffered facial injuries but refused hospital treatment. Lightfoot was found hiding in nearby woods and claimed she acted in self-defense. She's charged with felonious assault, held on $25,000 bond, and is due back in court Wednesday. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.